How you going there? This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com. Hello and welcome. We're up to number 4 of this quick tips audio series, web design tips. Thank you so much for stopping by to have a listen and join with me. Now, this is a really good one for today, and I'm going to see if I can actually do what I'm talking about today. The title of today's topic is Keep It Quick. So, I need to keep it quick. Matter of fact, it wasn't that long ago when I made the decision to stop publishing my long audios as part of my blogs and my podcasts because people just simply weren't listening to them. So I introduced the Quick Tips series, and not only did traffic but customer retention increase through the roof compared to what it was beforehand. And that same principle needs to be applied now in all areas of our business and all aspects. Keep it quick. Quick on your loading time specifically, of course, is what I'm referring to here. I spoke about page lengths, lengths of articles, lengths of copy, and so on in the previous audio. So when it comes to your images and the image sizes, you need to make sure they're going to download real damn quick because not everyone has a high-speed internet connection like you might. I don't. Well, I guess I do have a high-speed internet connection. It just doesn't work most of the time, and it switches back to its low, slow brother. I'm very fortunate on a good day when the weather is nice and the wind is blowing favorably in my direction. Then I have a high-speed internet connection, but not always. So you need to limit the sizes of your images and your banners and things like that. Compress them. Use good compression software. If you don't have any on your computer, then you can get compression access to compression software online. Just, you know, do a search for compress image size online, and you will find many free online tools that will do this for you. Same when it comes to slicing. Slicing is where you take a large image and you cut it up into 1 or 2 or 5 or 10 different pieces. And of course, it then gets put back together on the page using a table, each table holding a portion of the image in the right place. Now, I have training videos at MaximumSuccessUniversity.com which show me how to do this. This is something I purchased a license for, but I'm not a graphics guy. I still find it so much easier just to go to one of the many free online tools, Image Slicer Online, and I do that search, and I'll just use one of those tools, and I'll just upload my image and say, slice this puppy into 8 different pieces, and it does that, and it gives me everything in a downloadable zip with the table code and everything all done. Quick, simple, easy. That's what I like. And when it comes to banners, images, advertisements, and so on your web page, I don't know if you knew it or not, but every single element that you load onto a page slows it down. Now, this is a real problem when it comes to blogging software because, unfortunately, the blogging stuff that we use has all these things called plugins, and every single one of these stupid little plugins also slows down the loading of the page. Right now, this is a problem I'm suffering with at paulbars.com. I'm trying to trim it back even more, but, of course, some of the plugins that I have are plugins that I need from a marketing perspective, so I'm working on it consistently. Continually, and you should be doing the same thing with your website, always trying to make it faster, faster, faster. I'm pretty sure, I think it's either through Google Analytics or your webmaster tools that you can get a report as to how fast your website is in relation to all of the others that are out there as well being indexed. Your goal is to really get into the top, you know, 30%. The bottom 30 isn't good, and if you're running a blog with a bulk, you know, lots and lots of plugins, that's going to be pretty tough to do. So your template needs to be fast loading. Your images need to be fast loading. And as a final thing, ease back on the Flash, all right? Flash is okay. Flash is good, but some Flash images, some Flash applications, they take too long to load. And like I said, just because it looks good for you doesn't mean it looks good for everyone. This is a test and measure thing. I know I live in one of these wonderful, you know, what's classed as a first world country with first world technologies. Yeah, BS. Not bloody likely when it comes to internet stuff. It's an ongoing argument here in Australia. They're trying to find different ways that they can speed up the internet. Well, how about you just give us high-speed access like they have over, apparently, in the US? The whole thing comes down to this. Where are your customers? What do they want? What do they need? What do they have? And based on that information, customer-centric marketing, I call it, you can then go out and what? Change your website accordingly. But you want it to be quick for everybody. That's the guideline. That's the rule. Okay, and that's also it for today. Internet Business Quick Tips. This is our Web Design Quick Tips series. My name is Paul Bars from paulbars.com. And I'll talk to you again shortly. Bye-bye.